Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Truly shocking polling numbers, Lee, just given the speed of the drop for Joe.
Right.
Start with black voters, right? That is the core of the Democrat Party's support right there. Listen to this. This is a morning consult poll, so this is a liberal polling firm. Once again, so you know it's actually worse than what they're telling you. President Joe Biden's net approval rating among unvaccinated black voters has dropped a stunning 17 percentage points. So not 17%, 17 percentage points.
That's huge.
Since he planned to implement a federal vaccine mandate for companies more than 100 people. Okay. Overall, that translates to a 12 percentage point drop among all black voters. 17 among the unvaccinated. And black people are the largest unvaccinated group in America.
And yeah, that doesn't exactly sound like those Trump supporters we're always told are the ones that are the problem about people not getting vaccinated. Yeah,
I have got liberals on the text line, and I try to help them. I guess they watch too much CNN and they're confused. And literally people texting me going, they're drinking the unvaccinated or drinking the Trump Kool-Aid. No, Trump developed the vaccine with Warp Speed, got it himself.
Yes, even after having the disease.
And then after, at his rallies, tells people to get vaccinated.
Right.
I'm sort of like, what part of that you don't... But you know, if you watch CNN, you wouldn't know that,
exactly.
Would you?
You wouldn't
really know anything that's going on in our country, which is how they like it.
Yep.
Okay, what's shocking about this drop in black voter approval? Again, a drop in approval of 17 full percentage points among unvaccinated black voters and 12 percentage points overall is when it occurred. It occurred between the first poll. This was before the vaccine mandate that he announced. The first poll, which was taken September 6th and 8th, and the second poll, wait for it, between September 18th and 20th, lost a full 12 points of black support in 2 weeks.
In a two-week period, that is...
I've never seen that before.
That should be scaring the living daylights out of Democrat strategists.
It's not, though.
Well, that concerns me for another reason.
No, I think Conservative Treehouse has got this exactly right. This is, and I hate to compare it to this, but I can't think of anything else. This is a Jesus Christ type situation where Jesus takes the sins of the world on his back and then dies. But then he rises. But dies, right? They're doing it to Joe. They're putting all of the sins, everything they've ever wanted to do on Joe's back, because they're going to kill him off before the next election. Politically, I mean.
But there will be no resurrection for Joe.
Oh, no. Joe's going down. And so you just broom him out the door. They will all jump on him and condemn him. Wow, that was terrible. So sorry about that. Hey, but look at this new candidate we've got.
Exactly.
And I think that is what they're doing. I just don't see any signs of any kind that Democrats are even remotely concerned about this. And I think in order to get 42 million new voters into the country, they are willing to lose a midterm.
Will that next messiah, so to speak, for the Democrats be Kamala Harris? Because it's interesting the way that they are separating her from Joe. She is not ever really seen doing much of anything where there can be any type of negative press put on her, even though there's some people who are trying to make that attempt. She's acting like the Teflon vice president at this point.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Kamala is now outpolling Joe by 6 percentage points. He's at 43.
Surprised?
She's at 49.
Well, when you don't do anything and don't say anything. And don't show up anywhere.
And then laugh at the idea of actually doing something about serious things in this country.
Yeah.
So she's outpolling him. Now, I think, though, that they're going to have to drop kick her, too. They'll bring in a totally new, different candidate.
Because,
again, I just don't see how Joe or Kamala gets out of a Democrat primary at this point for president coming up. I mean, Kamala couldn't do it the first time. She tapped out MMA style, bleeding, with 2% support.
The problem with this is, though, obviously, in a Democrat primary, you have got to be extremely left-wing to get through the primary, just like you've got to be extremely conservative in the Republican Party to get through the primary process. So you've got to find somebody to the left of Joe and Kamala Harris
in order to do that.
And, well, that's
not
very true.
Them.
No, it's not hard to find somebody, but to find somebody who is electable. Electable, not just in the primary, but in the general election. And then to find somebody that's that far left, then also you've got to make sure that you don't take off the feminist, because if you replace her with a, shall I say, non-female and non-minority, you've got a real problem.
Well, that assumes the election will be fail.
Well,
fair. That assumes
like I said,
78,000.
There are other concerns here that are another story.
Yeah, that assumes 78,000 absentee ballots that were never sent out by the boards of elections don't come back in the mail from the mist. They just came from nowhere, like in Arizona.
The electoral mist.
The electoral mist. They come out of they're like mushrooms. You send one ballot out, 78,000 come back. Anyway, yeah, and that could be their plan. I don't know, but this is that presidency. They are casting all the sins, everything they've ever wanted to do on Joe, and he's going down. Joe doesn't have any choice about it, it appears. And down he goes, and I don't think he cares as long as he gets to go down in history as president. It works out for everybody. I think it works out good for all of them. But these numbers are absolutely shocking. And then there's this, okay? So we're not even done here. Headline, Fox News, 17 hours ago, Biden approval ratings dragged down by plunge among independents. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a new Gallup poll. This plunge is astonishing, too, with the rapidity of, you know, just how fast it's happened. This has been over just 3 months. Joe Biden started off with 61% approval among independents. That's good. That's pretty high. He's down to 37% now. Mm-hmm. That is 3 months. Two-thirds of Biden's slide among independents since he took office has occurred in the last 3 months, Gallup said in the release. So you're seeing this with black voters. You're seeing this with independents. Well, truly astonishing the rapidity of it. And there doesn't seem to be any sense at all of an effort to put a better face on it.
I mean, you can't
to try harder.
You cannot point to any administration success at this point, period, anywhere. There's nothing this administration has touched, done, or talked about that you can point to as a success. And quite honestly, this train wreck of this infrastructure bill that they're fixing to have to do that is going to be a bloodbath for the party between the extreme left, liberal, environmentalist, secularist wing of the Democrat Party, which I realize is most of them, but there's still those that are leaning somewhat toward the center, somewhat, like the Manchins and the Sinemas. This is going to be a bloodbath for them. I don't see any path for success for this administration in the next few weeks, let alone the next month and into the midterms or the next election.
Yeah, and Joe Manchin saying he's not approving the thing. He's not voting for it till like next March or April. That means it signals to me he's going to run for the Senate again. He's not taking the two-mansion deal that Bernie got. You write a book and they buy you two mansions.
Yeah.
And then you can't run again because you're ruined. But in Manchin's case, he would be, but you do get to be wealthy for the rest of your life, and they'll get you appointed to boards and stuff. I guess he's just not taking that deal to vote for that, to vote for that package. Pray that that continues with him. And he's not wrong, by the way, because what just came out, Joe, and we're gonna with Joe and with all of this is this Joe's what Joe has told us about inflation is a total lie. It's not transitory. It's gonna wallop us. And the Fed admitted that yesterday.
Yeah, and they're already talking about going up on interest rates next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to have to.
Yes, exactly.
They have no choice.
Really, I know.
Fed forecast higher unemployment, worse inflation, and lower growth. Okay, so your humble host told you this months ago.
Yep.
I told you the Fed was lying.
Yep.
I told you the Fed had to know this because nothing that is causing any of this has changed since March. So the Fed knew this in March. And you know how you know? Because poor Larry Summers, the only honest Democrat economist left on the planet, has been warning us since February the dollar was in danger if they went and printed this $1 trillion and spent it in 4 months, and then they did it, and their plan is to print and spend more. Larry Summers is about to have a heart attack. begging the Democrats not to do this. They'll destroy the economy. They'll destroy the dollar. Nothing has changed here. The Fed has known all this. I've known this. You've known this. It was easy to know. The Fed was lying to you. And they're at the point right now where the time to pay the piper has come. And so as I forecast, I said, and I even said this on a podcast in one of my battlegrounds, they will not tell you the truth about inflation until they cannot hide it in their numbers anymore. This is a Federal Reserve that did something astonishing earlier this year. I mean, the whole purpose of the Federal Reserve, right, is to prevent runaway inflation. And so they're supposed to track and forecast it. They stopped forecasting it.
Boy, and they better hope they can ride this bubble at least until the 2022 midterms next year, because this, the way this is timing out, it ain't looking good if you have a free and fair election. We'll put it that way.
Well, they've just in the last week admitted significant inflation is coming at the grocery store, basic commodity prices.
Coming? It's been here.
Well, I know, but they were pretending it hadn't. So, but and now, I mean, they're saying they're expecting inflation of nearly 4%. And listen to this, excluding food and fuel prices, which is where the
exactly.
the biggest inflation always is. So if they're saying it's going to be 4%, excluding those, go ahead and look at 6 to 8, because those always go up much faster. Their supply chains are fresher. They move faster.
I guess we're going to start negotiating for that 10% raise for next year right now.
I think you're going to need it. Yeah. And I mean, the only thing Joe has going for him right now is Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, he has to pray that they keep stonewalling this bill. Because if we take another trillion, print and spend it right now in 4 months again, I think dollar's done. It can't be done. I mean, so he's fortunate. He can go up there and pretend he wants it passed. I mean, maybe he actually does. I don't know. And scream and yell at Manchin and Sinema as they save his rear end and the economies by saying, no, we can't print trillions of dollars more. We're done. Our capacity's finished. This is the craziest time in America I've ever seen.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ha! It's not my fault. Do you ever feel guilty if you hate vegetables? Like certain kinds, I mean, they make you feel so bad. Like you should be eating it. Like something's wrong with you. You just, you know, eat it. Just learn to eat it. Well, maybe you can't. Fascinating study. Oh, this makes so much sense. Scientists have just discovered that vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts that are disliked by so many, they're called brassica vegetables. It's a class of vegetables, that actually it's not because you'd be rather, you know, you'd rather be eating ice cream or you're unhealthy. There's a scientific reason for it. In the mouth, enzymes from those vegetables and bacteria in the saliva can mix to produce unpleasant sulfurous odors. And researchers have found parent-child pairs have similar levels of these types of bacteria in their saliva. That suggests they have, you know, shared oral, what's called microbiomes. Anyway, it's genetic, basically. They found that children whose saliva produced high amounts of the sulfur disliked brassica vegetables the most. So this is actually like in your genes and in your mouth. And there's a scientific reason for it. It's not just that you're, you know, a hard to deal with child or hard to deal with adult. It, I mean, nobody wants to eat something that smells like sulfur. So I don't know what that means for dinner time at your house, but at least maybe we can know that it's not maybe personal for the kid who doesn't want to eat it or the adult, that there's a real biological reason for that. Fascinating. John in Graycourt calling with a question about black people not wanting to get the vaccine. They are the most unvaccinated group in America right now. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, yeah, two things. Number one is I've been searching the web for accurate data on injuries and deaths from the vaccine. I can't find it. But my main question, hopefully you can help me. It's just not there. but I cannot understand the reluctance of the black community to get the vaccine. They should be in lockstep, or generally are in lockstep, with the Democrat Party, and they want them. They want them to get the vaccine. Lawrence just had a major vaccination drive at one of the local middle schools for kids 12 and up. They gave a $25 gift card and a Chick-fil-A card and some other things. But how do you explain the reluctance of the black community to get the vaccine?
Okay. Because there is a long history of our government using black people for scientific experiments in ways that are horrific. You can Google Tuskegee study.
Yeah.
Where they literally allowed black men with syphilis that could have easily been treated to progress in the disease in horrific ways. There's 40 years of these kinds of experiments that targeted black people back during a period where black people didn't have a lot of political or legal clout in our country. And this is very well known in the black community. So they have a natural distrust of you know, medical interventions that's really kind of justified. But you know what? I called this out on the show, okay, John, because I knew it as soon as I saw it. I went, ooh, that was a mistake. Do you remember when the vaccine was very limited? They had limited supply of it, and there's only certain people who could get it. And white liberals made the argument that white people, this was a big deal for a couple of weeks, right in the beginning, right? Where it was starting to go mainstream. And white liberals were saying, no, white people should let black people go first. Don't take the vaccine so a black person can get it. And I heard it and I went, oh, that's a mistake. Because the way you hear that, if you're black and you have the legitimate history you do that goes all the way back to 1932 of our government doing this, the way black people would hear this, and they're not wrong, is, wow, I've got white liberals saying black people should take the shot too. Hello, Tuskegee. And you know, hey, let's just step aside and have black people go first. And it's got emergency use authorization, no trials. Nobody has any idea if the thing is safe at the time. How that would have sounded to black people. And I heard it and I immediately started talking about it on the air. I was like, oh, that was not a good way to sell this vaccine to them.
Yeah. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, but then how do you explain why the black communities has so robustly embraced abortion? 40% of abortions are committed by 12% of the female population. And abortion is a white thing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer to that question. I really don't, other than that I don't think that black people or white people, for that matter, would view abortion as a scientific experiment so much as a procedure.
Yeah.
Whereas what's, you know, to them, what's in the shot, especially from the beginning, is unknown. It's also, I mean, it's new. It's an mRNA vaccine. We've never had this technology before. And to give a population an mRNA vaccine, a totally new technology with no trial, when normally we run 4 to 7 year, four to 15 year trials on vaccines. That is something we've never seen before in our society, and black people are naturally distrustful of government given their history. You put it all together, and it kind of makes sense. But thank you, John. Appreciate it. Appreciate your phone call. So yeah, all right. Australia explodes. You got to hear about this. Australia explodes in violence, and it only goes one way. Police dressed in military outfits, blinding people, shooting them with rubber bullets, cracking people's skulls open. All because a law there declares it illegal to protest because of COVID. It's getting worse every day. It's been one of these protests every day now. It's getting worse and worse and worse. This is over lockdowns and vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. Hope it's not our future. I'll get into all that coming up. Well, bombshell this week. Did the Battleground podcast on it yesterday. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. Politico admitting more than a year, actually, after you first learned it on the show, that Hunter Biden's laptop was not Russian disinformation. That was not a hard thing to know. You've known it for a long time. But my liberal trolls are learning it for the first time because they've been maimed by the mainstream media. They admitted it in Politico. Now, they took a baby step, admitted just two of the emails were real, but the implications are staggering. If two of the emails are real, they've been confirmed by the Swiss government and by business partners of Hunter's who got copies. And you knew that. Tony Bobulinski was all over Fox News. I played the audio here from the press conference. The media pretended it didn't happen, that it was Russian disinformation. God, the conspiracy theories they come up with are bizarre. Well, come on, what's more likely? Hunter Biden, who went on Jimmy Kimmel and admitted, or no, it was Jimmy Fallon, and admitted that he couldn't get dressed many days, that he would leave his laptop behind at a repair store and forget to pick it up, or that the Russians would drop off a fake laptop at a repair store to fool the country. Which one of those you think is more likely? Well, to the conspiracy media, it was the bizarre Russian disinformation. God, they lie to you. It makes me so mad. And I'm baffled anybody believes them. But anyway, they've admitted two little pieces. Okay, so this is a big deal. This is a cascade. If two of those emails are real, and one of them contains evidence of felony-level money laundering. That's what happens when you don't register as a foreign agent and you take the money. Because once you take the money, it's a crime. You can't report it to the IRS. Can't report it to the IRS. That's money laundering. Okay, so this is how this works. Just so we remember, this is like a dye job. You ever had one of those? They want to find out if something's wrong, some part of your body, so they inject you with dye, right? So then they look at it with the X-ray or whatever they call it. Well, that's what the Russians and the Chinese do. They give you millions of dollars. They know, because there's public records, you're not registered as a foreign agent. The second they take you take it, they got you. Because you can't report it to the IRS. That would be admitting a crime. You take it without being registered as a foreign agent. Paul Manafort went to prison for that, by the way, as a Trump campaign manager. But Hunter and Joe did us okay. And we know Hunter did it for a fact. There's no disputing that. You take that money, you don't report it to the IRS, that's felony level money laundering. And we know Hunter did it because we've got his tax returns. He had to file them in the baby mama child support suit with the courts. Right there in federal courts, public record. So that's where Joe and Hunter are. Okay, these are indisputable facts. You can't argue with that. But the mainstream media buried him. So with Politico admitting, hey, you know what, these two emails are real, one of them contains evidence of that felony-level money laundering and says that the money went to Joe. So it's not just bribes. It's money laundering. There's so many felonies here. Anyway, so when they admit two of those are real, that is a crack in the door. It is a crack in the door that gives them power and leverage to remove Joe Biden if he doesn't do what they want. And you know what they want? They want him to double down on a 17-point approval drop with independents. The closest thing that it is akin to is when Jesus Christ took the sins of the world on his shoulders and died for us. I hate to have to use that, but I can't think of anything else. They're going to put the sins of the Democrat Party, everything they want to do, on Joe's shoulders and then kill him off. You can already see the mechanics of it. It's fascinating to watch them work and lie and then use those lies to their advantage. They are brilliant. Never underestimate them. They're not stupid or incompetent in any way. And Joe knows all this. He's not stupid. So Rudy Giuliani, remember, because I remember the coverage, Trump's lawyer, he was treated as a mental defective. Probably a Russian agent, they assured us. As fact, on NBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, and New York Times, he's probably a Russian agent. And he was out there trying to make you think Hunter's laptop was real because he's working for the Russians, you see. Talk about conspiracy media. Good God, that stuff's bizarre. Alex Jones could only hope to cook up something that creative. Well, Rudy was right, wasn't he? Rudy was right. That's what that means. That's what Politico means this week. Rudy is not a Russian agent. The laptop is not Russian disinformation, and Rudy was right. Can you turn the audio on? So Rudy went on Newsmax, the only place he's allowed to do a thing like this, and demanded an apology, and he deserves one. Again, he's the former mayor of New York and also Trump's attorney.
I just want to ask, to see all of this confirmed by Politico, after all the horrible things the media said about you when this laptop story first popped up, you must feel in some way vindicated.
Well, of course I do.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my apology from Leon Panetta. I mean, and the 49 others who said it was Russian disinformation. I mean, I was so insulted when they said that. You can't find a bigger anti-communist than me, way before they were even born. And to say I was a Russian agent, when I had, I mean, I got it directly from the guy, from Mac.
Right.
He's the one that got it from Hunter Biden. And the only reason he ever looked at it, it was his property eventually, was because he was disgusted by the lies that Joe Biden was saying on television. He knew that Biden was deeply involved in the Ukraine.
Right.
He knew that Biden got about 8 million, got half of that from Hunter. I mean, they keep ignoring the text from Hunter to his father, from Hunter to his daughter, in which he explains that 50% of everything went to Joe for 30 years.
Jesus.
50% of everything went to Joe Biden for 30 years.
That's Newsmax yesterday. Yeah. So if those two texts are real, they're admitting that now in Politico, that makes the rest real, doesn't it? That 50% of everything, it's all legal. None of it was reported. See the problem there? Let's keep going. Because, see, the problem is kind of bigger. Now that Politico, the mainstreamist of mainstream liberal publications, is admitting, yeah, that laptop's real, and so are some of the texts, which indicate money laundering.
They're not journalists. They're not even Americans. They're sycophants. They're ideological or possibly corrupt sycophants. I mean, you can't possibly ignore a story like this. I mean, the reality is that Hunter Biden, to his daughter in 2019, sends a text in which he says that for 30 years, I've been paying all of the expenses of the family, and I still have to give 50% of everything I earn to Pop. Well, that explains the whole conspiracy. Then it's filled with maybe 100 more crimes. Simple summation, they made about $30 million selling his office as senator, office as vice president. Totally corrupt them.
Rudy was right. They were wrong. All of the mainstream media lied to you. 50 heads of our intel agencies, former and present, signed a letter saying it was Russian disinformation. They lied to you to cover up Joe's crimes. But none of that's the worst thing on the laptop. You're like, wait, there's something worse? Yeah, much worse. Then all that? And Politico just opened the door. If it's not Russian disinformation and those emails are real, are these other emails real? What's in them? Oh, wait to hear this. You know what? Rudy did all the work. I'll let him tell you. Next. And so, as we know, the laptop is really Russian disinformation, right? And so it's not that Hunter got so stoned out of his mind he left it at a computer repair shop and forgot to pick it up when he admits to Jimmy Fallon that he can't even get his clothes on when he's really stoned. It's not that. It's that the Russians concocted an elaborate plot to fool you. See, that's the more likely thing. And they dropped a fake Hunter Biden laptop off at the repair store. See, and it's all to help Trump. Which one of those you think is more likely? Well, now we know. It was a massive lie. God, think about that level of propaganda. It's like something out of a banana republic. And yet 50 former and current intel agency heads, including the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, signed onto it. They'd never even seen the laptop. This is the level they go to fool you. But you know who was right? You know what this means? You know who was right? Because Politico's admitted this is real. Those emails are real and the laptop is too. Makes Rudy Giuliani right. Now, the same media talking heads told you Rudy Giuliani was a Russian agent. Did that make any sense? Probably America's most beloved and famous federal prosecutor took down the mafia. And then, basking in the glory of that, became one of the most beloved mayors of New York City. That guy's really a Russian agent. Does that make any sense to you? Does that seem even likely to you? Does that sound like a crazy conspiracy theory? It was reported by almost every major news network. He's a Russian agent. At a minimum, that he was a Russian dupe. He'd been fooled by the Russians into thinking that was Hunter's laptop. Wait, if it's really Hunter's laptop and left-wing Politico admits it, what does that mean exactly? Rudy told you the truth the whole time. He'd know he has the thing. And they lied. So what else has Rudy been saying? I mean, given this new track record that we now know for a fact is correct and that the media lied to you, what else is on the laptop? Let's not forget what's on the laptop. I'll let Rudy tell you. There's child porn on the laptop. I've seen it. It was on the internet for a while. Involves a family member of Hunter's. There's even some text back and forth involving Jill and Joe about Hunter staying away from her. Who got this all right again? Who is it got this right? Who is not a Russian agent in possession of not the Russian disinformation laptop? Rudy Giuliani. I'll let him tell you what else is on there. He did the right thing, by the way. He turned it into the FBI.
It's also a bit perverted. You've got child pornography on that place, on that hard drive. That the FBI had.
We've heard the allegations.
Delaware police reported. I brought it to them.
Yeah.
I brought it to them. I showed them the pictures of the young girl with no clothes on. They didn't do a damn thing about it because the Bidens can get away with child pornography.
Well, maybe there's some explanation. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't have the laptop. But Rudy has been right this whole time. The media lied to you. Sure hope he's not right about this. And I wonder if they're going to do anything about it. I mean, Politico has admitted it's real. So, I mean, the laptop, what does that mean about that? Or the texts?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.